San Francisco is a bubble, but that's not real.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Didi Damn here. This is your show for Monday, March 11th. How are you doing, everybody? Thank you so much for being here. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday churins, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Happy birthday, sweetheart darlings. Let's get right into it. I'm going around San Francisco, different neighborhoods, more than I have in years, all across San Francisco. Oh my goodness. And there are many micro neighborhoods. And here is a hypothesis that I have come to. What happens in a city like this that is beautiful, classy in spots, completely barbaric and dystopian in spots? People are living in bubbles. Yeah, I talk to a lot of people, the wealthy, the working class, the retail, the servers, the homeless. I haven't talked to any billionaires lately, but I have in the past. What people are doing in San Francisco, I would go so far as to say the majority, they are living in bubbles. They are living in their bubble. Women come out and say they're in a bubble. So let's just put a pin in the fact that San Francisco is a bubble and the bubble is not the sum parts of San Francisco. Let's put a pin in that. I made a social media post about people over 40, the married straight couples, the men are looking better than the women. It's something about San Francisco, the women who have husbands, I'm talking about heterosexual people married to each other. Guys, the men look better than the women. I mean, I could quote this and I'm not even looking at what I wrote. The men use facial serums. They get their teeth whitened. They get regular haircuts and their wives. Oh my goodness. And I'm a womanist. I ride primarily for black women and children. That's what womanism is. Pretty much like feminism, but they lie and pretend like they are riding for all women when it's basically they put themselves on pedestals as saviors for other women, but they're really not. I mean, come on. Look, hey, look what happened to the Barbie movie. They really showed feminism what it was all about, which is pretty much passe in 2024. Ryan Gosling, I have to say, I do not mind him. Ryan Gosling got nominated for an Oscar for Barbie, and all the women, all the white, blonde, thin, feminist women got blocked from the Oscars. So what does that tell you about feminism? And I saw him do his little thing called I'm Still Ken. You know what? I like Ryan Gosling. I loved him in La La Land. What? I'm corny. I'm originally from Wisconsin. I own it. And I really love Ryan Gosling in Blade Runner 2049. He did a great job. But back to the point about feminism is pretty passe in these wives of 40 plus men. Guys, these women are a mess. The husbands look better than the wives. Their hair is scraggly. They're too comfortable. In San Francisco, they get too comfortable because it's a walking city. They have these ugly walking shoes like Birkenstocks and Crocs, these stupid polka dot and striped shirts, and their husbands are looking fine as wine. I'm seeing them all over town. I talk to these guys, and the guys are, you know, good looking guys. I never like come on to guys. I allow men to come on to me. That's what I do. So when I am talking to men at events or whatever, I'm not trying to flirt with them. I'm just having a basic conversation. They bring up their wives and the guy's looking great. Some of these San Francisco men are looking good, honey, the 40 plus. And I'm like, oh, I'd love to see your wife. Your wife is so lucky to have you as her husband. I never flirt with married men. Never have, never will. Then I meet the wife's child. They look like old hippie chicks. Like I said, scraggly hair. The husbands are using facial serums. They're too comfortable. Women, straight women, a lot of straight women, it seems to be either or. They get way too comfortable. Or either that or they're looking like drag queens, fake lips and Botox, frozen face. It's either or. Find the middle, ladies. Find the middle. Men are visual. I had a friend. I stopped being friends with her because of her narcissistic circle. I didn't mind her, but she came with the friends group and I had to let her go after my late great husband passed away. She was one of those drab wives, and I tried to tidy her up and get her to glam one time. Then I stepped back, and her husband, honey, her husband tried to flirt with me. He would go on these business trips, and then he would show photographs of him with his coworkers, wink, nod, and you could tell by the body language something is going on. Why was he with her? Because she was solvent. Sometimes men will be with the drab, boring women because they have certain resources. What? So to circle back to this point that I'm making about straight couples in San Francisco over the age of 40. Yes, the men look better than the women. Yes, a lot of the women get too comfortable and look like old hippie chicks, premature old hippie chicks. They don't care about lipstick. They don't care about moisturizer, perfume. They don't care about looking feminine. They think, oh, I have this husband. Girl, men are visual. Straight men are visual. Now, removing the pen, getting back to the topic, San Francisco people are living in a bubble, and they think that their bubble represents San Francisco. No. San Francisco is not your bubble. San Francisco is the sum of all parts. San Francisco is not the Tenderloin. It's dystopian as hell, very famous. San Francisco is not downtown where the junkies and the looters and the juvenile delinquents are looting Macy's out of existence. No, that's not San Francisco. San Francisco isn't Tony, Pacific Heights, or Seacliff, or the Ingleside. San Francisco is the sum of all parts. San Francisco is all of it. It's not just a billionaire's luxury enclave. It's not just a Section 8 little microhood close to downtown. It is everything. But the San Francisco people are hunkering in their bubbles. And I'm glad to be able to go around town and talk to all these people and be able to share with you what's really going on, because San Francisco does affect America. You need to understand that. It's the major city in California. I'd say San Francisco is more major than Los Angeles. And trends start in California. Well, that's it. That's your show for today. Monday, March 11th, 2024. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday chillins. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for thinking of me and coming by. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday typically. Sometimes I take bohemian breaks, but I'll keep it up for you. And there are over 1,000 of these shows. So go ahead, look at the show list. You shall be surprised. I'm podcasting since April 2020 when the dystopian, draconian lockup happened here in San Fran, fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. I am Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.